2 Corinthians chapter 5, and the Lord's Word tonight. I'm only going to read one verse for our text this evening. Verse number 10, probably one that you've heard more than once in your life, if you've been to many Baptist churches anyway. But 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 10. And here the Apostle Paul, writing under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, gives us something that we all must do. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit. Thank you tonight for the people of God that have come tonight to hear your word. And Lord, we pray that you might speak to all of our hearts tonight. You might lead us and guide us and direct us in the direction you'd have us to go. You might give us the unction and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And for all that's said and all that's done, may we lift up Jesus Christ and glorify him. In his name we pray. Amen and amen. I was at a place working one day, and I asked a guy, I said, how long you been working here? And he said, ever since they threatened to fire me. So, you know, I guess that's a good reason to start working, amen? But, you know, most businesses and most factories and most other types of industries tonight need to make sure tonight that those employees who are in their service tonight are worthy of their pay. Now, whether tonight make tires at Cooper Tire, or maybe you sew shirts in a factory this evening, or you make furniture in the furniture industry, or whatever you do, those people who employ you want you to be profitable for them. They hired you so that you might do a job that would bring them a profit in their business this evening, in their industry, in their manufacturing process this evening. I know a man that I talked to not long ago, and he had got a job, and he said he was hired, but he had to show the people whom he was working for that he was profitable. So he had 30 days to prove that he was worthy of being an employee of that company this evening. Basically, what they do tonight, they hold us accountable. They tonight hold us responsible and accountable for what we do for that company or that business or that industry this evening. And you know, tonight I think the Lord tonight is going to hold us accountable. He tonight is going to ask us to give an account of what we've done with our lives. After we are saved, after the Lord comes into our lives and tonight saves us and gives us the new birth and makes us a part of his family, and puts us tonight into his church and into his service, he asks us tonight that we might serve him. And this evening, he asks us then that one day, and tells us that one day, we're going to have to stand before him and give an account for our lives after salvation. We're not going to be judged tonight about sin, as far as Calvary has already taken care of that sin. But tonight, we're going to be held accountable for what we've done for God for those years that we've been saved this evening. He's going to ask us, were you useful for me? Are you profitable to me? Are you profitable to the Lord tonight? As the Lord looks down and he sees us tonight, and as we look at our lives and we think of what God has done for us, are we really profitable to the Lord? You know, I'm afraid tonight there are a lot of saved people in this world tonight who are of very little use to the Lord. And I'm not saying that sarcastically this evening. I have to look at myself many times, and I have to look at my own life many times. And I have to ask myself, am I really useful to the Lord tonight? Am I really useful to the Lord? Am I profitable to the Lord? Is what I'm doing bringing glory to the Lord? Is what I'm doing tonight doing for God and making God a prophet tonight? Am I being of any use to God at all? Would I be missed if I left today? think about that. Now, I realize we're all, none of us are irreplaceable. We can all be replaced this evening, and I understand that. But would we be missed? Would people miss us tonight? Would the world miss us? Are we doing enough tonight for God that we might be missed in just a little way in this world? Am I useful to the Lord tonight? Several years ago, I had an uncle who was a deacon in another Baptist church here in Monroe County. He was a good guy, and for a while there, I would go by and work part-time with my stepdad and with him. And when I was off on my other job, and I'd go by and work part-time with him, and he was a deacon in another Baptist church here. But he never went to church on Wednesday night. And so one day he was talking about the pastor. And he said, boy, he's really talking about how good he was. And I said, yeah, it really is. Too bad they fired him. He said, they fired him? I said, yeah. I said, he didn't come to church for 3 Wednesday nights. One of the deacons finally found out about it, and they fired him. I don't think he ever missed going on Wednesday night. Would I be missed if I didn't even show up? Think about this, though. Am I useful to the Lord? Is what I'm doing making God a prophet? Is it bringing glory to Him tonight? Is it lifting up His name this evening? That's what Paul is talking about in our passage this evening. He tells us in, of course, verse number 1 that there's coming a time when we have to depart this earthly tabernacle. He's talking there about the time that when we leave this walk of life and how that we are dwelling tonight in a tabernacle. We're not in a permanent home. We're a tabernacle. We've got a tent this evening. And one day it'll be dissolved and we'll head for our eternal home in heaven this evening. And he begins to talk about that. And then he says, anything we do, he said in verse number 9, whether we labor, that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Because he says we're all going to give an account of whether we're profitable or unprofitable to the Lord. Now, I just want to share with you a couple of 3 thoughts this evening, and then we'll be through. You see, God wants to use us. Now, think about that. God wants to use us. You know, when I was growing up, oftentimes we'd get out in the pasture or a yard or wherever we could find in the schoolyard, and we'd play baseball. And they'd take a bat, and somebody'd throw the bat, and we'd put our hands up there, and whoever could get to the top and hold it got to pick first, and they'd start picking people who they wanted to be on their team, you know. And boy, it was a great honor if you got to be the first guy picked, I tell you, you know. You know, because when they got down to the last, then they'd start arguing who had to take the last guy. But you see, God thought that way. He chooses all of us. And He said, I want to use every one of you tonight. Can you imagine that? I want to use you. God chose that way that He might spread His gospel tonight. He chose that way of working in this age that you and I live tonight. That's what He said in the Great Commission, wasn't it? Go ye into all the world and make disciples. Right. And He says tonight that that's our great command. It's not just a commission, it's a command. We're to go. That's what God and how God wants to share His word and spread His gospel tonight is through His people this evening. Tonight we need to report for duty and do what He says. I'm afraid, like the sign said not long ago, there are too many that want to serve God in an advisory capacity. God doesn't need any advisors this evening. He needs workers tonight. Jesus said the fields are white to harvest, but the harvesters are few, the laborers are few. You know, sometimes God wants to use us, and God wants to use us in a mighty way. I heard about D.L. Moody was on a ship headed to England, and he and his song leader, Stanky, and as they were on the ship one day, a fire broke out, and they formed a bucket brigade, and they were, of course, passing the buckets and throwing the fire. And think he looked at Mr. Moody and said, we better go below and pray. He said, no, let's get some water on the fire, and then we'll go pray. You see, tonight we sometimes just need to labor. We need to realize God wants us to labor in His field tonight. He wants us to work in His field. He wants to use you and I tonight. He wants you and He wants me. And tonight He wants to use all of us. That's an amazing thing when you begin to think about it, that God wants to use you and He wants to use me. I sometimes sit and think, God, why would you use me? God, what can I really do? But God said, I want to use you. I want to spread my word. I want to spread my gospel. I want to glorify my Son. I want to let people know what I've done. I want people to know that I'm the God of glory. Somebody said, I can't do much. Well, we're going to talk about that in a moment, but God still wants to use you. God wants to use you. Get that in your mind this evening. Now, I ask you, sometimes I want you to have a special prayer for me, that God might now be sensitive to what God wants me to do and how that God wants to use me. And tonight, God is so good to all of us. We ought to be willing to enlist in His service and do what He wants us to do tonight. God wants to use you. Second of all tonight, God will equip us. God will equip us. You know, Jesus said that I came to seek and to save. Well, that's wonderful, isn't it? I mean, we can shout hallelujah and amen, and that can fill our hearts with joy because Jesus came to seek and to save. I'm glad that when I couldn't go to Him, He came to me. I'm glad that He sought me out, and tonight that His Word reached out and touched my heart. I'm glad the Holy Spirit convicted me and brought me to a place of repentance and faith that I might put my trust in Jesus Christ and be born again by His Spirit tonight. What joy shall flood my soul. And I can say amen and hallelujah tonight to Jesus came to seek and to save. But you know, He didn't end there. He didn't end there tonight. You know what else? He also came to send. Think about it. When He called His disciples and He sent them out two by two. Remember that? And He said, you go. And He said, you don't worry about taking anything with you. Don't take any money. Don't take any this. And He said, wherever you go, just lodge and tell them that you're there serving the Master and let them take in. Not getting into all of that this evening, why don't you understand? Jesus came to send us. In John chapter 20, when the disciples were in the hiding from the Pharisees after the death of the Lord Jesus, and they were afraid of the Jews, and as they were there in hiding, Jesus appeared unto them. You know what He said? Even as the Father sent me, send I you. He came to seek and to save, thank God. But He also came to send. He sent them into the world tonight. And you see, He equips us then to do what He asks us to do. That always amazes me how the Lord can know exactly what needs to be done. And He can equip people to do exactly what He needs them to do tonight. You know, if you're in any of the armed forces and they give you the equipment and the training to do the job they ask you to do, they train you and they provide you with the arms. They provide you with food. They provide you with ammunition. They provide you with those things that you need to do the mission that they've sent you out to do. We're a soldier in the Lord's army tonight. And He equips us. Whatever we need, God will equip us for that. I've thought about that through the years of, you know, sometimes you'll wonder, why did this particular thing happen tonight? And you see, God was working through people's lives and He'll equip them to do something. And they'll go forth and be what God wants them to be and let God use them in some field of service or endeavor. Isn't that wonderful tonight? It's amazing tonight when you think of how that God can look so far in the future, and then He can equip us tonight. And when He equips us tonight, He says, now I want you to use it for the Lord. I want you to use it for me. You see, we're not... the armed forces doesn't come out here and give us guns to go squirrel hunting with. They don't give us bazookas. They don't prepare our meals. Why? We're not in their service. You see, the Lord gives us, equips us to do what He asks us to do, to be used in His service tonight. Somebody says, what is that? Anything He's done for you. Now think about it. You know, there's a story over in the gospel where Jesus talked about one man got 10 talents, one got 5, and one got 1. And you see, He asked them to use what they had for Him. Now think about this. Some folks sometimes say, I'm doing the best I can. Are you really? Are you really? Am I doing the very best that I can? That's a penetrating question sometimes, to be fair with you. That was my kids, one of my kids would always say, Daddy, I'm doing the best I can. I said, I don't know. Don't believe so. Then I had one, and he'd say, well, it ain't fair. I said, what ain't fair? Well, you let Ken make a B, and you want me to get an A. I said, yep, that's right. I said, because if Ken get a B, I'm thrilled. He did the very best he could do, but your best is an A. I expect your best. That's what the Lord expects of us, isn't it? We sing that song quite often. I don't know. We sing that song. All He expects of us is our best. If your best is a 5, that's what He expects out of you. If it's a 2, that's what He expects out of you. If it's a 10, that's what He expects out of you. He equips us, and then He asks us to take that and use it for His glory tonight. Be used in His service. And it's amazing how He can do things for us tonight. How that He can train us and use us tonight and equip us to be used in His service. Some folks will say, well, I can't do this, but you can do something else. Isn't it amazing how God can use so many different things tonight to spread His word? And then, you know, another good thing about all of this is tonight, He's with us. God is with us. You know what He said? He said, lo, I'm with you always. I'm glad He's always with us tonight. He'll never leave us, or He'll never forsake us. No matter where we go, the Lord's there. And He tonight is the one that helps us and does for us and allows us to do those things that we do. And it's Him really doing the work. You see, I'm kind of like just the instrument. I'm the hoe or the shovel or the hammer or the saw that God is using, because He's right there with us tonight. All He asked me to do is just surrender. All He asked me to do is just say, Lord, here am I, send me. Lord, here am I, use me. Do what, Lord, show me what You want me to do. Then let me be obedient. James said that we're to be not only hearers of the word, we're to be doers of the word. He said that faith tonight without works is dead faith. Faith works doesn't save tonight, but after we're saved, we're to do good works that we might glorify our Father which is in heaven tonight. We're to let our light shine before men. We're to be the salt and the light of the earth. And you see, one day, the Lord's going to say, what did you do for me? What did you do for me? Well, when that, sometimes I think, Lord, I'm going to be in a mess. I'm going to be in a mess. You think about that. You see, He's going to say to some, well done, my good and faithful servant. Sometimes I worry, I don't know if He's going to say that about me. Because have I really done my best? Can I really say I've well done? one day I'm going to have to stand before the Lord. And I'm going to have to give an account. And I wonder sometimes, what am I going to say? I often think about a guy I worked with many, many, many years ago. And one time the boss asked him, "Why did you do this?" And he just said, "Just because I'm afraid the Lord's going to look at me and I'm going to have to say, Lord, I'm in a mess. I made a mess." There's a passage of scripture over in Peter, it talks about wells without water. I know there he's talking about false prophets, but you know, sometimes I don't want to be a well without water for the Lord tonight. I don't want to be something tonight that when people come, I want to be a, have some water to give them tonight. One of these days, I got to give an account to the Lord. And I'm profitable to the Lord. Am I useful to God tonight? Am I allowing God to use me as He wants to tonight? That's what you have to answer. That's what I have to answer. Because one of these days, we're going to stand before the Lord and give an account tonight of whether we've used what God has given us in the right way tonight. We've been profitable or unprofitable to the Lord. You see, all Christians are going to stand before the Bema seat. Paul uses that term here, and it was the term that was used of the Olympics when they would, the runners and the athletes would stand before the judge and they would pass out the medals, the honors. One of these days we're going to stand before the Bema seat of the Lord. If you're a Christian here tonight, you're going to stand there. If you're not a Christian, there's another judgment you're going to stand before, and that's the great white throne judgment. There you're going to be judged according to your works out of this book. And this evening, I know I'm going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And my prayer tonight, and I ask you to pray for me, that I'll allow myself to be used of the Lord, that I'll be surrendered to Him. My prayer for you tonight is that you'll surrender all to Him and let yourselves be useful to the Lord. My prayer tonight is, if you're not a Christian, that Jesus Christ will become your Savior and your Lord. If I can help you any way, I will tonight. Because I don't want to see anyone here stand before the great white throne judgment. Because that's the place where we'll be condemned and thrown in the lake of fire forever and ever. Tonight, my job, my goal, my mission from God is to share the gospel with people, that they won't stand before the great white throne judgment of God, but they'll stand before the Bema seat of Christ. Which judgment will you be in tonight, and are you useful unto the Lord? You must answer those questions this evening. Stand together with me, Brother Rufy and Barbara. Would you come? Heavenly Father, thank you for this time we've been together. Lord, we thank you tonight that you loved us and cared for us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, we thank you tonight that you've equipped us and done for us what you've done. We ask you tonight, dear Lord, to guide us and lead us and direct us and show us the way that you'd have us to go, that we might be useful unto thee. In Jesus' name, amen.